hold you too. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say mine's a dance, if things are true. I only wanna dance, I only wanna dance, I only wanna dance with you. Only wanna dance with you, mm-hmm. With you.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries says he met with President Biden privately after the news conference last night, trying to lay out the way forward in the presidential race. So far, 18 congressional Democrats have come forward saying they think the president should step aside. Biden will be in Michigan today. Amanda Renteria is the former political director for Hillary Clinton's campaign. She says she'll be watching, wondering,
can he have the stamina, the connection, and really the energy, the Joe we knew, back on stage again in a way that really does bring the party together? It's also going to be really important to see what our Democratic leaders, whether that's in the state of Michigan or Speaker Pelosi or President Obama, how they are reacting to this every single step, every single event as well.
The armorer on the movie Rust is expected to be on the stand today in Alec Baldwin's trial. Hannah Gutierrez is serving 18 months in prison. For her role in the death of Halyna Hutchins, she is expected to plead the fifth. This is ABC News. Inflation at the wholesale level before products get to consumers unexpectedly went up last month. The producer price index showing prices up 2.6%, higher than last year. New talks about dimmer hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. ABC's Jordana Miller has the latest from Jerusalem.
An Israeli delegation back in Cairo for another round of Gaza ceasefire talks. That is, some of the optimism fades less than a week into these new U.S.-led efforts. Both Israel and Hamas publicly accusing one another of acting in bad faith. Hamas officials say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is procrastinating and adding new demands. Netanyahu slamming Hamas for sticking to positions he says endangers Israel's security. None of this an encouraging sign. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
British police now say they've arrested a 26-year-old man accused of killing three people, a mother and two daughters, with a crossbow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Highs in the mid-80s today. South to southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog and a low of 62. Saturday, partly cloudy, rather warm and muggy. Isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. A high of 87. Sunday, 92, partly sunny, hot and humid, and a slight chance of a thunderstorm during the day.
100.9 WRCO. Caught you looking at me, I pretended not to notice. Talking that Tennessee, wearing that jacket like you stole it. Started hanging out, talking smack, then a kiss and then a few. Looking back, I didn't know that one night stand would turn into two night stands. One side to the bed, two lamps going out when I lay my head on your chest till the sun through the blinds starts pouring. Like the two cups of coffee in the morning, it's just having fun. Wait.
two lamps going out when I lay my head on your chest till the sun through the blinds starts pouring. Like the two cups of coffee in the morning. It's just having fun.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Parker McCollum, Phil Nee with you. We're just hanging out with some friends today on a Friday, and I'm joined in the studio live with Teague Perkins. How you doing, Teague?
Pretty good.
Good to have you in here with us. You're getting all ready. You're kind of resting up for the All-Star football game next week, aren't you?
Yep. It's going to be something.
So you're preparing, making plans? Have they told you some things that you need to do to get ready, workout-wise or anything?
They said just stay in condition, but I work out on the farm, so I'm pretty conditioned that-wise. And then they said, get all your football gear ready and be ready to go on Monday.
Representing the Hornets next weekend.
Yep.
So you had to raise funds for this, didn't you?
Yep. So I had to raise $750 for the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. And I ended up reaching my goal and surpassing it with the community's help. So
you had some good support from the community.
Yes, I did. A lot.
Very good to hear. And what position will you be playing next weekend?
Defensive end.
Okay. Do you know a lot of the players on the team that you'll be competing with?
I know some. There's some of my buddies from Lodi that I wrestled with and threw shot put with. And then another kid, Max Schneider from Prairie du Chien.
Okay. Oh, sure. Some guys that you probably banged heads with. Now you got them on the same team.
That'll
be a good thing.
Yes.
The Southwest Conference is pretty well represented, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's a lot of good football here.
Good. Well, we've really enjoyed watching your career, and we hope the community will come out and support. Can people get tickets, Teague?
Yeah, so I have a stack of tickets that I can give out to people. You can just reach me by texting me or calling me at 1-608-604-2236 is my cellular phone number, and you can just get a hold of me that way, send me a text, and I can get the tickets for you.
Great.
Saturday.
So you're making deals. You're swinging deals then. So
yes.
Sure. Can you get me any tickets for the State Fair or the Summerfest or anything like that?
I wish.
Oh, you don't have one of those? Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Football, is that your favorite sport then?
I think so. It's one of the ones I'm naturally gifted in. I mean, I've had to put quite a bit of work into it, but it's just something that I've been playing since I was young and just kind of the center of my attention. But I like all sports. I can't say that one's my favorite. I love all sports.
In season. So you're a four-sport athlete this last year at Richland Center High School. So So next year when you're in college at Whitewater, you're going to have to break it down to maybe just one. Then, right?
Yeah, yep. Just focus on football.
Just lifting and everything.
Lifting.
And occupation-wise, you're going to be maybe coming back to the agricultural field then?
That's the plan.
Good.
That's the plan.
Good. Farm strong, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Farm strong.
Yep.
Well, Teague, we've enjoyed watching your career. I know we're going to have a few more comments coming up on our sports reports as we lead toward next week's All-Star game, but good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Go out and make about 17 tackles
yes,
in the game,
we'll
okay?
Do.
Teague Perkins on WRCO.
Thank you. There's a deep fly ball to right field. Filney is camping under it, and he's... Ooh, that one's gonna leave a mark.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be taking you back with some summertime hits this weekend on WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll be playing some of the top songs of summer of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. And we all have songs that we remember well in the summertime. How about you, Hank?
Oh, Susanna, won't you cry for me? I come from Arkansas with a banjo on my knee.
Thank you. Those Were the Days on WRCO Saturday night is sponsored in part by Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Center Cinema Twins, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales. We hope you'll join us between 6 and midnight Saturday night for Those Were the Days Rock and Roll Radio.
Oh, Susanna, why don't you cry for me?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Gunderson Boscobel is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Boscobel Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Boscobel Specialty Clinic today.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Town and Country Summer Savings event is almost gone. Hurry in before the end of the week to reserve your next refrigerator, dishwasher, or laundry set. Don't miss out on final day savings on an in-stock French door refrigerator, a KitchenAid dishwasher, or a Whirlpool electric range. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill, from 8 to 5 in Richland Center. The Town and Country Summer Savings Event. Your chance to save big. Hurry in today.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. Buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own, and I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. Too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
So rough.
Tina McBride here on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. Quickest on the draw today was Dean Reinhardt. Good job. He wins the ice cream. He was dialing on his rotary dial phone, and he stretched the receiver cable, the cord out there on the porch and made a good call and got through, and he wins some great ice cream courtesy of Quick Trip, Quick Trip East, Highway 14 and County O. Keep listening for your chance to win when you hear the ice cream man show up here on WRCO's airwaves. Straight ahead, also some movie trivia. In fact, Brady Joyce will be in for Tony Johnson today to give us some movie updates and also give us a trivia question regarding the movies. And you can win a pass to Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In within the next half hour. This news update at 11:30 is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries says he met with President Biden privately after the news conference last night, trying to lay out the way forward in the presidential race. So far, 18 congressional Democrats have come forward saying they think the president should step aside. Biden will be in Michigan today. Amanda Renteria is the former political director for Hillary Clinton's campaign. She says she'll be watching, wondering,
can he have the stamina, the connection, and really the energy, the Joe we knew, back on stage again in a way that really does bring the party together? It's also going to be really important to see what our Democratic leaders, whether that's in the state of Michigan or Speaker Pelosi or President Obama, how they are reacting to this every single step, every single event as well.
The armorer on the movie Rust is expected to be on the stand today in Alec Baldwin's trial. Hannah Gutierrez is serving 18 months in prison. For her role in the death of Helena Hutchins, she is expected to plead the fifth. This is ABC News.
Oh, look at sports today. Last night in hometown baseball, it was Reedsburg over Cazenovia, 10-0, and Sauk Prairie beat Wisconsin Dells, 11-5. Pirates rookie Paul Skeens allowed no hits over seven innings in Thursday afternoon's 1-0 Pittsburgh victory. Jake Bowers led off the Brewer eighth with a single off reliever Colin Holderman, but closer Aroldis Chapman finished off the shutout. Aaron Civale took the loss despite giving up just one run on six hits before he left in the seventh inning. Milwaukee lost a home series for the first time in the last 10. The Washington Nationals come to town for a three-game weekend series. It starts tonight. Freddy Peralta will get the start. And Celtics star Jason Tatum says his team won this season's NBA championship thanks to the Bucks. He's talking about the trade during the offseason that eventually sent point guard Drew Holiday to Boston. Holiday's being called the Celtics' glue guy and best perimeter defender, something Milwaukee missed during a disappointing season. Holiday is 34 years old now, but showed no signs of slowing down during the postseason. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Some people don't just work, they work to make a difference. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. People with a passionate commitment to their jobs work to make a difference in other people's lives, just like the caregivers at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, some of whom have been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. Our longtime employees could easily work elsewhere, but at Harvest Guest Home, they find fulfillment in our mission of serving with tender, loving care, respect, patience, and affection. They believe in our commitment as a family-owned business to providing the best possible care to our residents. This is our way of life. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family.
For the afternoon, the forecast calls for 85 degrees and lots of sunshine and warm conditions. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog and a low of 62. Saturday, 87 with isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. Sunday, 92 with a slight chance of thunderstorms during the day as well. Right now in Richland Center, it is 80 degrees with sunshine. Some notes on today. Grant County Electronics Recycling event will be held coming up tomorrow at the Grant County Fairgrounds near Lancaster. From 8 until noon, rain or shine. Grand County residents can recycle their old electronics for free. Wisconsin households and K through 12 schools may recycle items as well. For more information about Grand County Electronics Recycling event tomorrow, contact Amy Olson at 608-723-2135 or Lisa Neller at 630-210-5961. A ribbon cutting and birthday shindig to honor hometown country singer-songwriter legend Bobby G. Rice's 80th birthday will be held Saturday in Boscobel. Join Bobby and his wife Alice for breakfast at the Unique Cafe from 9 until 11. At 11:30, there will be an unveiling of the home of Bobby G. Rice signed by the Sands Motel. At 1, check out the trailer at the Blaine Theater of the movie The Wooden Bowl. That is Bobby's newest song, What Goes Through Your Mind, as the lead song. From 1:30 until 3:30, Bobby will perform an acoustic performance and meet and greet at the Blaine Theater. Any musicians and singers that would like to sing a song or two with Bobby are welcome. Bring your instrument along. The 4000 Foundation Limited will be hosting its 32nd annual Rail Fair Saturday from 10 until 4 at Copeland Park in La Crosse. Admission $5 with children 12 and under accompanied by an adult, admitted free. Funds raised will benefit the La Crosse Short Line Railroad Heritage Museum. 80 German Warehouse public tours are held Sundays at 11, noon, 1, and 2. Cost of a tour is $20 per person. The tour season runs through Sunday, October 6th. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club will have its second annual Rib Fest Sunday from 11 until 2, or sold out at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park. The cost is $18 for a slab of ribs, accompanied by potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and bread. A carry-out option is available for those not wishing to eat at the picnic shelter. Cold beverages will be available at the food stand as well. The 5th annual Friends of Kickapoo Valley Reserve Garden Tour will be held Sunday from 11 until 5. 10 gardens tucked away in and around the reserve will be featured. The stops represent a variety of styles, from flower gardens to native prairie to vegetable as well. Tickets will be available the day of the event and can also be purchased at each garden site. They cost $15 and can be bought online at kickapoofriends.org. For more information, you can call 608-625-2960. The Aiki School Museum will be open Sunday afternoon from 1 until 4. St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville will host its 79th Ice Cream Social Sunday from 4 until 7. Hot ham sandwiches, cheese sandwiches, coleslaw, pickles, homemade pies and cakes, ice cream, coffee, milk, and lemonade will be available for a free will offering. And the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 335 of Avoca and Highland will host a pork supper Monday from 4:30 until 7:30 at the Avoca Village Hall. The cost of the meal will be $10. Two pork suppers remain August 19th and September 16th as well this year. That's a look at community calendar sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
We are counting down the hours to the weekend with WRCO-FM 100.9 Country and Community. Here's Dierks Bentley.
On promises, she couldn't help thinking that there was a little more to life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world with lots of.
neon honky tonks to play you two-step or two. 200 days to 100 towns, bringing boots to the sawdust floor. While this six-string calls my name, baby, I'll be missing you.
Brady Joyce is with us, representing Center Cinema Twins in the Starlight 14 drive-in. Brady, how did things go last weekend?
Last week was awesome. Both Despicable Me 4 and Horizon did great at Center Cinema. At Center Cinema also, we're continuing Despicable Me, and then we're starting Sound of Hope, the story of Possum Trot. Sound of Hope is an Angel Studios movie, which was inspired by a true story of this pastor and his wife, which got 22 families in their small Texas town to adopt 77 children. And it seems just like a super heartwarming story, and all of the trailers that I've seen have seemed really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one. At the Outdoor Theater at Starlight 14, we're showing Despicable Me 4 again, and we're also showing Back to the Future, and that's the original Back to the Future. Back to the Future Part 1, which is one of my favorite movies. So I'm really excited for that.
What about classic movie Sundays? How did it go with Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit did awesome for us. That was my first time seeing the movie, and I thought it was it was a wonderful story. I loved it so much that I'll probably end up having to see it again, or wanting to see it again. And everybody there loved it. We had some people come in their classic cars, which is awesome to see.
And what is this week's classic movie?
This week's classic movie is Roller Coaster. Roller Coaster is like a Hitchcock-esque type thriller from 1977 that takes place in an amusement park. It seems like it's going to be a really good time. This will be my first time seeing it, I'm looking forward to it. It seems right up my alley.
Well, it's a great thing on Sunday night, and it only costs $5, right?
Yeah, it's only going to be $5. We encourage people to bring in their classic cars like you guys did this past Sunday. It's going to be a great time.
All right. Well, how about Brady's tough movie trivia question of the week?
Yeah. So in honor of us playing one of my favorite movies, Back to the Future, I've got a question about Back to the Future. All right. In Back to the Future Part 3, Doc Brown has three horses. What are their names?
Ooh. Back to the Future 3, you said?
Back to the Future 3. So the one where they go to 1885.
Okay. Doc Brown has three horses. What are their names? All right. Tough one, Brady. Tough one. Good job. 608-647-4155. If you'd like to get in on this, and the winning answer wins a pass to a movie coming up at Center Cinema Twins or the Starlight 14 Drive-In. All right. Well, have a good weekend, Brady.
Yeah, you too.
Brady Joyce joining us here from Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Good news! The Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand will be open for business again this week. Yes, on Thursday and Friday of this week, OMHS will once again be selling its delicious Chicago dogs, Wisconsin brats, and other tasty treats from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Look for the bright red Animal House food trailer at the corner of 6th and North Orange next to the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. And you can check out future dates that Animal House will be open this year on the Animal House Facebook page at facebook.com/omhs.animalhouse. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Still taking your calls at 608-647-4155. No winner yet in our movie trivia question. We'll see if we can find a winner here in the next few minutes.
waking up on Sunday morning and listening to that old preacher talk was always kind of boring. I'm still a little more lost than I am found, but I'm coming around.
I'm coming around. That was Josh Thompson on WRCO. We have found our winner. Way to go, Sally Carlson. Sally is the winner. We were talking about Back to the Future 3, Brady's tough trivia question of the day. And what were the names of Doc Brown's three horses? He obtained three horses in which he named them Galileo, Archimedes, and Newton. There you go. Outside of the Palace Saloon in Back to the Future 3. Galileo, Archimedes, and Newton. Congrats. Way to go, Sally. She's the winner of a pass for an upcoming movie, an event at the Saturn Cinema Twins or the Starlight 14 Drive-In. And there are plenty of chances to choose a great movie. Some really good ones, as Brady talked about, and some summer blockbusters and movies that are getting good ratings. And there are quite a few that are going to be going on yet this year. Some major blockbusters. I know they're looking ahead to the fall, and the second Moana is out, and a couple of other remakes. So that will be good. I have to say, though, I'm always disappointed when they go right to streaming, okay? And sometimes that's not a good sign. It might not be that good. But the one that I was really kind of wanting to see on the big screen was the latest Beverly Hills Cop. The Axel F. thing, and I guess that went right to streaming. And they've got some of the original actors from those movies and things like that. So maybe it'll be like in 2020, they did that a little bit more where it would go stream, and then sometimes they'd bring it back to the big screen. So maybe they will this one. I don't know. Johnny Cash and June Carter as we inch closer to noontime today.
We got married in a beaver, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big tough man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my
WRCO Lost and Found reminder today. Lost a male black and gray cat wearing a white collar and a blue collar. Lost near the Richland Center trailer court by the Ramada. The number to call, 608-604-8995. That's 604-8995. We hope you have a great rest of your day. Phil Neese signing off for now. We'll be back your way tomorrow night, bright and early in the evening with Those Were the Days, some classic rock and roll. And then on Sunday, my agent tells me that I'm going to, Sunday we're going to Arena for home talent baseball. So we look forward to that as well. Have a good one, everyone.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees, down the Seven Bridges Road. Now I have loved you like a baby, like some lonesome child, and I have loved you in a tame way, and I have loved you wide. Sometimes stars in the southern sky, and if ever you decide you should go, there is a taste of thyme, sweet and honey, down the sand.